Just want to start out congratulating the LA 28 committee. You know, that's a big time deal, be able to get the Olympics here, and they're going to be at the game on Sunday. And you know, it's a huge honor for this city, and it's a big congratulations to those guys. With injuries today, we had Maurice Alexander was out with his shoulder. He'll be day to day, but we're expecting him to be back tomorrow. Kayvon Webster was out with his shoulder. Again, he's day to day. We'll see about him tomorrow. And then Whitworth and Barwin were out as a result of giving those guys some rest.
What was Aaron like today?
He was exactly like you would expect. He looked fast, looked fresh, looked like the player that you've seen. Didn't look like he missed the beat, and it was good to have him back out there. And great demeanor. Guys were excited to have him back. He's all smiles because he loves football, so nothing but positive things there. I was happy too, Jim.
Yep.
Okay.
You
know, that's going to be something that we'll monitor. We'll see how he feels as the week progresses. But he took reps, you know, as if he's playing. And, you know, we'll talk to Aaron, like I mentioned. We'll talk to Reggie Scott and Ted Rath, and we'll get a feel that's going to be best for Aaron and our team.
Your stuff that gets released, he's listed as a
rejected starter. Yep.
But is that your anticipation that you can start the game?
Yeah, yeah. He's, if he's going, he's going to be a starter for us. And so that's how we'll go with it this week. Absolutely. No, definitely don't wing that. You know, I think, you know, really Les and his staff already did a very thorough search. You know, he's got a handful of guys that do a great job with the analytics, where guys that have been on the holdout that have come back, you know, what are the amount of snaps that they've played? So these are certainly things that we don't take lightly, Vinny. We want to be very smart with Aaron and how we progress him back in, while being aware that each player, you know, has his own individual circumstance that dictates that response, whatever we decide to do. But these are things that we'll come to a decision with both the player and our organization on what's best for everybody involved.
Is there any situation where he wouldn't play? You're talking about this and play, but is there a scenario where he will not play because he's not ready?
No, you know, the way that he looked today, you never want to say never, Gary, but if things continue to progress the way that they look today, feel pretty positive and optimistic about him being able to be ready to go. Well, you know, I think right now what we've got is, you know, we've got a team that's going to compete hard. We're going to prepare and try to have a very specific approach and preparation to lead to hopefully good performances. And, you know, I thought our players did an excellent job last Sunday. Time to move on from that and now get ready. And hopefully, like I've said, you know, over and over and like we've said, is, you know, it's our job to put out a good product for the fans. And then hopefully after time, if it is that good product that that we work so hard to try to put out there, then the support will come. Well, you know, I think when you look at the game the other day, he popped a couple runs that got called back. You're talking about a holding that just, you know, maybe it affects the play, maybe it doesn't. But, you know, he's popping runs that you could just look at little things here and there, but you don't take into account that he's making in the pass game. You know, he was a big contributor there, 50-plus yards receiving. So he has a big influence and outcome on the game. We've got to do a good job. It starts with me. I've got to do a better job of giving us cleaner looks in the run game to be able to run with. And then we've got to be able to execute with those looks. And it takes all 11. It's not all on Todd, but, you know, we're going to work hard at that. That's a big point of emphasis for us, and we certainly have to do a better job of giving a special player like him some better looks, and it starts with me.
Coach, because of your familiarity with Washington, could this be a really, really game of chess because you know each other so well and trying to anticipate each other's moves?
Yeah, you know, I think there is, you know, you have a familiarity with how each other operates, you know, but really, when you look at it offensively, we've done some different things based on some of the staff members that we have here that have had success in other places. I know Jay's put his own little tweaks and wrinkles on it, and they've done an excellent job. And then defensively, you know, Coach Minuski was a linebackers coach last year when he was the defensive coordinator in Indy. We played against them when I was in Washington. But there's still a lot of things where it's about preparing the same way that you would. You do have a little bit of an idea of just some of the offense offenses. But again, you don't know when they're going to do it. And we've got to do a good job of trying to put our players in good spots, make good decisions. And then hopefully those guys will go execute on Sunday. But it'll be fun. You know, I think, like I've said over and over, Jim, you know, what Coach Gruden's done for me, what that organization has done for me with Mr. Snyder, Bruce Allen, can't say enough about them. But make no mistake about it, we're preparing to try to go win a football game this week, and then I'll be pulling for them after that. Yeah, you know, I think when you look at the O-line play, it's really difficult to grade that. First of all, I think they did some good things, okay? But as a whole, they protected well. We can utilize some of the techniques that Coach Cromer's coaching a little bit better across the board, and that goes for up front, tight ends, receivers. You know, our run game as a whole can be better from a technique standpoint. But I think unless you really know the specifics of what the intent of the play is, how are those combinations supposed to be fit, where's the back's landmarks, it's really difficult to say he got a plus or a minus unless you're in that meeting room. But what I will say, Vinny, is I think Jamon and Rob are taking steps in the right direction. They'll be the first to tell you that they can do some things better, and we expect them to improve this week. You know, I think it's just making sure that you're aware of what you've done, staying in the flow of a game and having a feel for, you know, you always go in with a game plan, but then I think you really have to make sure that you have a feel for if things are playing out differently or if a guy's got a hot hand, that you're making sure of being aware of kind of being in tune with those in-game adjustments. But when you've got a good staff, feel good about that. And then really, it's very similar to how I operated in Washington, where you're on, you know, you're in constant communication with the offensive coaches. And then very rarely, you know, you kind of click back and forth. You have the ability to do that. But I think last week's performance shows why it would be silly of me to try to interject on a lot of the things that our defense and special teams are doing with Bones of Success. And you look at what Wade's done with defenses and then last Sunday. So sometimes it's important to have a good feel for what's going on overall. And that's making sure you have an ownership on that offense, especially if you're going to be calling the plays and knowing, you know, clock management, but also making sure that when you've got great coaches, let them do their job. Yeah, you know, I think there's been a handful of guys that I've been around that I've really respected. You know, are you talking specifically about play calling?
Yes.
You know, I think really when I first started, you know, you get a chance to work for John Gruden when he was calling plays, really respect and admire the way that he goes about that process. Then you get a chance and to go to Washington and work with Kyle Shanahan, who I think he's one of the best play callers in this league. He does a great job of mixing it up, very creative mind. And then having a chance to be around Jay the last handful of years. And then some of the defensive coaches that I've seen call games have been very impressive guys. So I've been around a handful of guys that have, you know, shown you what the right way to do it is. And I think you want to try to always take from some of those guys that are willing to invest and mentor you, but also kind of try to put our ownership on it with our staff and what we're doing here.